In place of the program usually heard at this time, we bring you a special broadcast concerning the San Francisco Conference. We pause now 5 seconds to allow Armed Forces radio stations to join this transmission. This program comes to you from San Francisco after the first 4 days of the United Nations Conference on International Organization. On the first day, April the 25th, the General Assembly met as the conference formally convened. The second day was highlighted by the first meeting of the steering committee and the first plenary session held later that day. The business of the steering committee was not completed on Thursday morning, and the meeting was adjourned until Friday morning. The committee, which was setting up the mechanics of procedure for subsequent meetings, drew up its first report to the assembly, and this was read to the second plenary session on Friday afternoon. At that meeting, Edward R. Stettinius, Jr., Secretary of State of the United States and head of the American delegation, was the presiding officer. At the steering committee meeting, it was decided that the Honorable Guillermo Belt, chief of the Cuban delegation and Cuba's ambassador to Washington, would be rapporteur. It would be his job to report the recommendations of the committee to the assembly. In order to give you an idea of the handling of the business matters that come up before the conference out of committee, we bring you by rebroadcast from the Opera House in San Francisco the actual procedure as it occurred when the first committee report was made. The first voice you hear will be that of Dr. Belt.
Chairman of all delegations represented at the United Nations Conference on International Organization met on April 26 and 27, 1945, at 10:30 a.m. for the purpose of organizing the conference. The Honorable Edward R. Stettinius, Jr., temporary president of the conference, acted as chairman. Working languages of the conference. The meeting recommends that a plenary session of the conference addressed in English or French could not be interpreted into the other language, but that the translation would appear subsequently in the record. Delegates could be free to use any other language besides English or French, but in this case, they should provide interpretation thereof into either English or French at their choice. Interpretations may be made into both English and French if the speaker desires. As regards meetings of commissions, technical committees, and subcommittees, it is recommended that interpretation from English into French and vice versa could be provided if the meeting in question so desires. Delegates could be free in these bodies also to speak in any other language, but should provide their own interpretation into either English or French.
The first recommendation. Does any delegate wish to comment upon this recommendation? In the absence of objection, the recommendation will be approved. Dr. Belt, will you continue with your report?
Official languages of the conference. The meeting recommends that English, Russian, Chinese, French, and Spanish be the official languages of the conference. A more detailed report on languages will be made tomorrow.
Is there any comment on this recommendation by any delegate? If not, the recommendation is approved.
The meeting unanimously elects the chairman of the delegation of Cuba as its rapporteur. Secretary General of the conference.
Dr. Bell.
The meeting recommends the confirmation of the temporary secretary general, Mr. Alger Heath, as the secretary general of the conference.
Hearing no objection, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Hiss is approved by acclamation.
Organization of the conference. The meeting approved the memorandum prepared by the temporary secretary general on the proposed organization of the conference and will submit to the conference its report based thereon as soon as possible. Election of presiding officers. The meeting recommends that there be four presidents, who will preside in rotation at the plenary session. These four may meet from time to time with Mr. Stettinius presiding over this meeting, and Mr. Stettinius to be chairman of the executive and steering committees, the others delegating full power to Mr. Stettinius for conducting the business of the conference. Membership.
Has any delegate any comment on this suggestion? Is there an objection? The recommendation is approved. Dr. Bell.
Membership of the Executive Committee. The Honorable Francis Michael Ford or the Honorable Herbert Ver Evans, Chairman of the Delegation of Australia. The Honorable Pedro Lau Veloso, Chairman of the Delegation of Brazil. The Honorable W.L. Mackenzie King, Chairman of the Delegation of Canada. The Honorable Joaquin Fernandez y Fernandez, Chairman of the Delegation of Chile. The Honorable T.V. Sun, Chairman of the Delegation of China. The Honorable Jan Masaryk, Chairman of the Delegation of Czechoslovakia. The Honorable George Bidot, Chairman of the Delegation of France. The Honorable Mostafa Ad, Chairman of the Delegation of Iran. The Honorable Ezequiel Padilla, Chairman of the Delegation of Mexico. The Honorable Elko Van Kleffen, Chairman of the Delegation of the Netherlands. The Honorable V.N. Molotov, Chairman of the Delegation of the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. The Honorable Anthony Eden, Chairman of the Delegation of the United Kingdom. The Honorable Edward R. Stettinius Jr., Chairman of the Delegation of the United States. The Honorable Ivan Subic, Chairman of the Delegation of Yugoslavia.
You've heard the recommendation for the membership of the Executive Committee. Are there any further nominations? If there are no further nominations for members of the Executive Committee, the Executive Committee will stand approved as recommended by the Steering Committee. Dr. Belt.
Agenda of the conference. The meeting recommends that the conference approve as its agenda the Dumbarton Oaks proposal as supplemented at the Crimea Conference and by the Chinese proposals agreed to by all the sponsoring governments and the comments thereon submitted by the participating countries.
Has any delegate any comment on this recommendation? If there's no comment, the recommendation stands approved.
Rules of procedure. The meeting discussed the rules of procedure for the conference on the basis of a memorandum prepared by the Secretariat. The report of the meeting will be submitted to the conference in plenary session for its approval as soon as possible. Initial membership of the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic and the Belarusian Soviet Socialist Republic in the proposed international organization. The meeting recommends that the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic and the Belarusian Soviet Socialist Republic be invited to be initial members in the proposed international organization.
Does any delegate wish to comment on this unanimous recommendation of the steering committee to the plenary session? Hearing no objection, the recommendation is approved.
Credentials Committee. The meeting appointed as Credentials Committee composed of 7 members appointed by the chairman of the delegations of the following governments: Luxembourg, Ecuador, Nicaragua, Syria, Saudi Arabia, Yugoslavia. participation of Poland in the conference. The meeting recommends to the conference in plenary session the adoption of the following resolution. The government of the United Nations expressed to the people of Poland their sympathy and their admiration. They hope that the constitution of the Polish government, recognized as such by the sponsoring nations, will make it possible for Polish delegates to come and take part as soon as possible in the work of the conference.
Because of time limitations, we're not able to bring you a rebroadcast of the entire proceedings of any of the plenary sessions. Speeches to the assembled delegations follow the immediate business of the day concerning committee reports such as we've just heard. For a portion of a speech by the Honorable Francis M. Ford, Foreign Minister of Australia and Chairman of that country's delegation, we return you to the Opera House.
Our relationship to the United Kingdom is one of the closest kinship. And to the war effort of Great Britain, the whole world owes a great debt. We admire the epic deeds of the Red Army and the great sacrifices of the people of the Soviet Union. China's long, sustained resistance against Japan gave us enough time to hold back that powerful and unscrupulous foe. And towards the people of the United States of America, whose soldiers have done so much for Australia, we will always be deeply grateful. For over 3 years, our cooperation with the United States in the Pacific has been of great and decisive significance. The Coral Sea Battle, the Midway Battle, the Solomon's Battle, all these battles decided the fate of Australia. And had America not been able to send tens of thousands of a flower of her manhood and hundreds of fighters and bombers to the southwestern Pacific at that period, Australia would have been overrun by the Japanese. To France, we pay special homage because of our association in New Caledonia and the sacred memories of the First Great War. France's rapid restoration as a great power rejoices the hearts of all lovers of what is best in Western civilization. And I speak with some feeling on this subject because in recent weeks, my colleague Dr. Everett and I had an opportunity of visiting Paris, of meeting the French people, and of learning of the great revival that had taken place and the way they were standing wholeheartedly behind their government. We appeal to all countries, and especially to the great powers, not to shrink from making improvements in the Charter merely because a little more time and a little more trouble will be required. What we can do and what we must do is to accept the general principles of the Dumbarton Oaks Plan and proceed as soon as possible to consider all proposals for its improvement. By doing so, we will be doing our duty to those whose sacrifices have made this conference possible. That is the duty of each of us. No man can do more, but no man should do less.
You have just heard examples of how the business of the United Nations Conference is conducted. This program has come to you from San Francisco. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.